In 1971, Juliana Kopka fell 2 miles out of the sky without a parachute and lived. But that's not her incredible feat. Juliana survived the next 11 days alone in the rainforest without food, clean water, or wilderness supplies. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Parcast original. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
Juliana's parents were a German ornithologist and a zoologist, but she grew up in Peru, homeschooled for a year and a half while they researched in the rainforest of Panguana, Peru. She knew a lot about the Amazon. On December 22, 1971, Juliana graduated high school in Lima. She and her mom wanted to spend Christmas with her dad, who was studying in Pucallpa. Due to holidays, the only option to get there in time was flying Lanza Airlines. Think Spirit or Ryanair, but much worse. 2 major crashes in the last 5 years. Around 1:30 p.m. on December 24, 1971, Christmas Eve, Lanza Flight 508 nosedives after being hit by lightning. 92 people are on board. The plane splits into pieces in midair. Christmas presents and cakes fly around the cabin and then rain down from the sky. 17-year-old Juliana doesn't have a chance to think. 1 second she's on a plane, the next, while she is still in her seat, that seat is now free-falling towards some trees roughly 9,000 feet below. She passes out in midair. Juliana wakes up around 9 a.m. on Christmas morning, alone in the Amazon jungle. She has incredibly survived. How? Obviously, she was wearing her seatbelt. Actually, I'm not kidding. Her seatbelt saved her life. Crash investigators later determined that the row of seats Juliana was buckled into likely functioned as a parachute of sorts, slowing her fall. Her collarbone was fractured. She had some cuts and bruises. Some capillaries in her eyes had popped from air pressure changes. But she was in generally okay shape. She was in better shape than almost 100% of people who fall out of crashing planes with no parachute. The wreckage of Flight 508 spread out over 5.8 miles of Peruvian rainforest. Authorities search for survivors, but the likelihood of finding any in time to save them, slim, due to the broad crash site. Juliana spends day one looking for her mom. No dice. She can't find anyone. Day two, she starts looking for civilization and water. If she can find fresh water, she knows she can find people. Despite surviving the crash, she is not out of the woods, literally or figuratively. She has no food, no water, and is not dressed for the occasion. She was wearing a stylish white dress for traveling, and she lost her glasses and one shoe in the crash. She uses her remaining shoe to test the path ahead of her for snakes that look like leaves when you don't have your trusty snake spotting spectacles handy. Day four. Juliana said, "I found another row of seats with 3 dead women still strapped in. They had landed headfirst, and the impact must have been so hard that they were buried almost 2 feet into the ground. I was horrified. I didn't want to touch them, but I wanted to make sure that my mother wasn't one of them. So I took a stick and knocked a shoe off one of the bodies. The toenails had nail polish on them, and I knew it could not have been my mother because she never used nail polish." Day 5 or 6, Juliana hears a Watson bird call. She knows the sound from her homeschool in Panguana. Great news. Watson birds live near large bodies of water, which have port cities, which have people. Around now, she realizes she has a second-degree sunburn on her back and something else I'm forgetting. She has maggots infesting her arm. Moving on. Day 10. Juliana and her arm maggots find a boat. They all rejoice until she pours diesel from the boat onto her arm to kill the maggots. Then only Juliana rejoices because You know, the maggots are dead. How did she know this would work? Her parents had done this to her dog. Did you have any idea 2 minutes ago we'd be talking so much about maggots? Me either. Almost done. After trying and failing to use a ring and a stick to remove the maggots, she pulls 35 individual maggots out of her body by hand. Remind me to never be infested with maggots. Day 11. On January 3rd, some totally maggot-free lumberjacks find Juliana. They take her to a hospital where doctors remove 50 more maggots from her arm. And finally, we are done with maggots. In the hospital, Juliana sadly learns that her mother didn't survive the crash. No one else did. 92 people were on Lanza Flight 508. 91 died. She is reunited with her father and returns to Germany, where she goes to college, gets her doctorate, and refusing to give in to fear of either flying or the jungle, she returns to Peru and spends her career studying wildlife, just like her parents. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Juliana Kopka, check out her book, When I Fell from the Sky, the true story of one woman's miraculous survival. We also found the coverage by Vice and the BBC incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins. Join me tomorrow for another incredible feat.